back in 2002, I made an unfortunate decision to drive under the influence. You know?
Eric Smallridge was a 24-year-old college student when he says he made the worst decision of his life.
I made this decision to drive, and it turned out that two 20-year-old girls lost their life because of that decision. And so I was sentenced to 22 years in prison on a first offense. And it was only by the grace of God that the two families of the victims came and asked the judge to run my sentences concurrent, and which put me in the position now to be a free man.
Now, 34-year-old says because the families forgave him, he spent about 9 years in prison instead of the 22 and was released in late November of last year. Smallridge says he was able to get a second chance and now even has a job. But he says not everyone gets those opportunities.
Goodwill gave me that opportunity, but first and foremost, DOC gave me that opportunity in work release. And, you know, there's limited facilities, but now I think they're trying to make that more available to more inmates so that when they leave prison, it's not just the $50 they have to walk out with. Because you got to think about that. Put yourself in that situation. You've been kind of isolated from society for a long time. And then they give you $50 and they push you out the front door, and then you have to make your way. And I've been blessed with support, but there are those guys that don't have that.
Smallridge is just one example of a Florida Department of Corrections success story, a former inmate who's contributing to staying out of the criminal justice system.
In 2003, the state's recidivism rate was at 33%. And by 2008, this recidivism rate had dropped to 27.6%, down from 33%.
That's the Department Secretary Mike Cruz. He's referring to what's known as the recidivism rate, or the rate in which a person returns to prison within 3 years of release. Cruz says the decline in repeat offenders is also contributing to the drop in the number of inmates entering the state's prison system. For the year ending on June 30th of last year, the number of people admitted to prison dropped to about 32,000. That's about 10,000 fewer people than were admitted 4 years ago. Cruz says it's proof of the hard work and dedication that the department and other law enforcement agencies have done and continue to do to rehabilitate inmates.
The Department of Corrections is committed to make sure that we provide the educational programs, the vocational programs, whether they're earning their GEDs or their high school diplomas, that we're providing substance abuse counseling for them. And we're providing skills and education so that when they get out, they have an opportunity to gain employment. They have an opportunity to earn a living, just like you and I do. And they have an opportunity to become productive citizens in this state.
Cruz says just a 1% reduction in the recidivism rate means the state saves about $19 million over a five-year period. Governor Rick Scott has said he wants to use his savings to give bonuses to prison and probation officers. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.